Now, boys and girls, as we've been going through the Word of God in the Acts of the Apostles, we've seen how the Lord's servants, men like Peter and Paul and Barnabas and Silas and Timothy, how they went to many places preaching the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we've looked at some of the places that they did go to. They went to Thessalonica, you remember last week, and then to the town of Berea, and then to the great city of Athens as well. That's where the Apostle Paul went by himself. Now, after Paul left the city of Athens, he came to another great city in that day called the city of Corinth. Paul was a tent maker. That is, when he became one of the leaders of the Jewish nation, which he was before he was converted to our Lord Jesus Christ, he also had a trade, and his trade was tent making. He made tents for the people to live in. When he came into the city of Corinth, then it says that he discovered two other people in the city of Corinth, a man and a woman, a husband and a wife. And the husband of this couple, he also was a tent maker. The man's name was Aquila, and his wife's name was Priscilla. And so, because they were the same trade, the Bible says, then the Apostle Paul went and he got lodgings with Aquila and Priscilla. Now, we're not sure whether Aquila and Priscilla were converted to our Lord Jesus Christ at that time. They were Jews, and they had to leave the city of Rome because the emperor of Rome was persecuting the Jews at that time. It would seem that they weren't really Christians, and so the Apostle Paul would have preached the gospel to them, and Aquila and Priscilla as well came to believe in our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Corinth was a very wicked city, very evil city. And yet, you know what the Apostle Paul did in that very wicked and evil city? He didn't simply tell people that they were to change their way of life. He told them that they were to believe in Jesus Christ as the one who had been crucified for the forgiveness of all our sins. And so he writes back to those people and he says to them, when I was with you, he says, I was determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. You see, we should try to live as good as we can. And people who live evil lives and wicked lives, they should try and live better lives. But the great thing, boys and girls, is that we believe in Jesus Christ for our salvation. Because unless we believe in Jesus Christ, it really, well, if we live good, that's good. But that doesn't save our souls. The only thing that saves our souls is that if we trust in Jesus Christ alone for the salvation of our souls. And so the Lord's Apostle Paul preached the same as he preached in every other city. He preached about Jesus Christ coming into the world and being crucified for sins and being risen again from the dead. Now, of course, there was a lot of opposition, just as there were in other places as well. And in fact, the Apostle Paul had to go away from the synagogue. He had gone into the Jewish synagogue and he had preached, but the opposition was so bad that he had to leave the synagogue. Now, something very interesting happened when Paul left the synagogue. Listen to this. There was a man whose name was Justus, and he had believed in Jesus Christ the Lord. And so the Apostle Paul then, after he had been turned out of the synagogue, he went into the house of Justus. And he began to preach the gospel to the people who came to the house of Justus. Well, you say, what's so different about that than other places? Well, one thing the Bible tells us, it says that the house of Justus joined hard to the synagogue. Now, what that means is this, that they were really in the same building. You know, we talk about detached houses, that's houses that just stand on their own. Or we talk about semi-detached houses, that's houses that are joined together, or sometimes houses joined together in rows. Well, the synagogue and the house of justice were joined together. And there the Apostle Paul, he was thrown out of the synagogue, but he just walked in next door and he began to preach the gospel again. Now, what was the difference? Because here was worship going on in the synagogue, and here was worship going on in the house of justice. What was the difference? There were things that were the same, of course. In the synagogue, they would have been reading the Bible, the Old Testament scriptures. In the house of justice, they would have been reading the Bible, the Old Testament scriptures. In the synagogue, they would have been singing the Psalms of Israel. in the house of justice, they would have been singing the Psalms of Israel. What was the difference? Well, you see, in the synagogue, as they were reading the Bible, they were reading about Messiah, about Christ, who was still to come, as they thought. But in the house of justice, they were reading about Messiah who had already come. These people were singing about things that were going to happen at some point, as they thought. But those in the house of justice, they were singing about those things that had already happened. You remember the Ethiopian? You remember the man in the chariot? You remember he was reading the Old Testament from Isaiah chapter 53 about how he was wounded and how he was led as a lamb to the slaughter. And you remember Philip said to him, "Do you understand what you read?" Well, he says, "I can't understand unless somebody explains it to me." And so Philip began at that very part of the Old Testament, it says, and he preached to him Jesus. He showed him that Isaiah the prophet was really speaking about Jesus Christ, who was going to come and who was going to die for men and women's sins. And so you see, they were just together, and yet they were completely different, because in one place they were only, if you like, they were worshipping God in a kind of way. But in the house of justice, they were worshipping God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And then something else happened. We're told that a man called Crispus, who was the leader of the synagogue, the head man in the synagogue, one day he came into the house of justice. Now, why he came in, we don't know. Maybe he was curious. Maybe he came in to make some trouble. But whatever, that man Crispus was converted as well. And when the people in Corinth, many of the people in Corinth, heard that Crispus had been converted as well, then they believed as well. And it says many of those people believed and were baptized in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And God, boys and girls, was really saving people's souls in the town of Corinth. And then one other strange thing. We're told then that God came to Paul in a vision by night. And here's what he said. He said, "Paul, stop being afraid. Go on preaching the gospel." You see, isn't that a strange thing? Here were great things happening in Corinth, and yet Paul began to be very afraid. And so the Lord came, and the Lord said to him, "Paul, don't be afraid. Stop being afraid. Just you go on preaching the gospel." And that's what he did, boys and girls, for 16 months, for over a year. Paul went on preaching the same message, that Jesus had come into the world to die, that he had died for sins, that he had risen again, and he was now alive at God's right hand. And so the work of the gospel is going on, as you can see, in all of those cities. And now in that wicked city of Corinth, the Lord's apostle simply preached that we must believe in Jesus for the forgiveness of our sins.